Okay, good evening, everybody. And we're going to be Mamshech. We're going to pick up with a new topic in Shabbos, which is obviously connected to all of the Yisoyos, all the fundamentals we've been discussing. And that is Moira Shabbos. Having a fear or an awe of Shabbos. B'Shabbos Kodesh, with the Holy Shabbos, Matinu Inyan, Moira Min HaShabbos. There's a concept called to have a fear of Shabbos. Amru Chazal, the Talmud says in Yushalmi, Jerusalem, Talmud says in Demai, Am Haaretz, even in ignoramus, even a person who's usually not so careful about Torah and mitzvahs because they're not so learned, and as a general rule, the more you know, the more you do, and the better you do. The more you know, the more you do, and the better you do it. So in Am Haaretz, even ignoramus is Neman al Hamaisus b'Shabbos. He's believed, if he said he took off Maestras to tie the fruits and the vegetables for Shabbos, he's believed. Not during the weekday. You can't go to his makolet or his store, or eat in his living room or his dining room on a weekday, but on Shabbos, he's believed. Why? Sheinu chash l'shaker b'Shabbos. He would not play games. Say that it's Meister tithe and it was not on Shabbos. Why? What's the difference on Shabbos? Why would he be more careful on Shabbos? Amos Shabbos Aleha. He has the fear, the awe of Shabbos upon him. And even the simple, ignorant, so to speak, more ignorant Jew would not do such a thing on Shabbos itself. Veshitas HaYireim, the great Rabbi Elazar, he met with the great Rishonim in Sefer Yireim, is Moira Shabbos. To fear Shabbos is actually a mitzvah in the Torah. Not just to keep Shabbos, but to fear Shabbos is actually a mitzvah in the Torah. Ma, from where do we see this? Dichsiv, Pasuk says, Es Shabsoisai Tishmeru, you should guard, you should watch, you should keep my Shabbosim. And it also says, Umikdash Tirayu. And the Pasuk then continues, and my Beis HaMikdash, the temple, and we actually have a mitzvah to be careful and to have fear in any shul or a yeshiva. And my mikdash, you should be fearful in my temple. Tirayu, says the Yireim, it's not just to be fearful and to fear that going on when you're in the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan. It's al tarvayu. It's also both. When it says, by the first clause, eshabsayisai tishmo, watch, keep my Shabbos. It's gam meir Shabbos. Also to fear Shabbos. Loy min haShabbos ata misyara. And the Yireim says, not from Shabbos itself should be scared. El mi, from who? The Hashem shehizir that warned us, that told us to keep Shabbos. Shehizir la Shabbos. Ayin sham be Yireim. Mitzarech beer, and it says with Pinkus, we need an explanation. Ma miyuchad b'Shabbos b'in yiras shemayim yoyis mikol mitzvahs. What is so unique about Shabbos that all mitzvahs you have to be scared of? What is it about Shabbos that it's unique that you have to fear Shabbos itself? Fear Hashem who commanded Shabbos itself. We don't say that by kosher. We don't say that by Yom Tovim. We don't say that by Shatnez. Whatever, they go to the mitzvah. We don't fear. But Shabbos is an inyan of awe, of fear. And in his bayer Shemaos HaShabbos, we explain that the essence of Shabbos is Shia Shabbos, the resting, when Hashem rested. It's Meira, it teaches you and I and everyone else, Al Chiddush HaOlam, this concept which we elaborated upon right before Pesach, that the world has a beginning, and not just as a beginning, that literally Hashem didn't craft what was in the world. He made every aspect of the world and continues to remake the world. Based on that tremendous fundamental principle, Tzarech Lamed Alav. That's a good focus to answer this. He Niksiv, the Pasuk says in Iyov, in Job, Yadati ki kol tuchav lo yabatsim mimcha mizima. Iyov says, I know that you are all powerful. God, there is nothing you cannot do. And nothing is lacking, nothing is hidden from you, nothing is missing for you. What Eve articulates is the fundament, is the foundation of all emuna, Shehashem Yisparach, that Hashem is Kol Yachal. Hashem could do everything and anything. V'nei Olam Kulo Hu Machitza, and the world that you live in and I live in, the physical world, the planet Earth, is a mechitza, is in a certain sense a screen, hamisteres es yichudo yisparach v'atzmuso, which blocks the oneness of Hashem, that Hashem runs everything in this world and His greatness. Uv'miyuchad, and in particular, it's a screen b'fnei tefisa, which blocks from fully grasping shekol yachol. There is nothing that Hashem cannot do. He's all powerful. For example, everything is built with boundaries. Right? Everything has properties, right? Boundaries, properties. When you learn physics, there's properties. Right? You learn chemistry, there's properties. No boundaries, Yehuda, in MIT these days, but maybe in some level of science, they have MIT. Not in the quads and in the dorms and whatever else. But there should be boundaries, right? That's what they teach in science. Or if you're learning computer science, right? There are rules, there are relations. Everything has, so to speak, there are natural boundaries. For example, a shulchan im yifrutz es gulos v'ispashet, yispatu l'yos shulchan ela ye'oyo. If you expand the shulchan one way, it will eventually become a tent. Right, no longer is it a table. A table, the definition is, there's a reality where a table is, there's a reality where a tent is. In Yifrit's, Yispashit Yaiser, and if you flatten it, something more, it could be like a ferment. Of Shekol Mahuso is Midas HaMugbos. Everything is shapes or forms. The Kagon Gvuaz Man VaMakom. Right? There's a day, there's today, there's May 14th, and there's May 15th, and there's you guys didn't count Sphere, maybe. I don't know if tonight's 23rd, I don't know, tomorrow's 24th, right? Whatever the day is, it's today and not tomorrow, all right? And you get what's tomorrow, it's not yesterday. The Kanu, and if you're in Chicago or you're in San Antonio, you're not in San Jose, right? You're in a place that you are. San Jose is a place, and Chicago is a place, and San Antonio is a place, and New York is a place. Right, there are different places. There are boundaries. Cities have city lines. You have nothing. Kol seder, the whole world is like where. V'nidme lanu, and we live in a world, in our planet Earth, the world we live in, especially in our days and our times. It looks like this is the way it has to be, and nothing can change. Seder zeh hu mutzias muchrachas, it's just the way it must be. V'lo shlo nitna l'shinoi, and there's nothing that can change it. V'chen ha'gbola chayfetsh, sheshatko shalosh amos yachol ikanas, that if you have an area which is 3 amos, approximately 6 feet, the 3 amos by 3 amos can go into 4 amos by 4 amos, which is 8 by 8, but 4 amas, 8 by 8, cannot go into 6 by 6, 3 amas by 3 amas, 6 I'll say by feet. That's just the properties of the way the world is. Everything has properties, everything has dimensions, everything has a break them. Alnam, however, calls that this idea that everything is what it is and it's fine, which is a general rule, by the way, which is the way Hashem created the world that we live in, is inyan choyshech hamachasa es emes hanera. The truth is, at some level, it's a level of choyshech, of darkness, which blocks you and I from seeing the awesome truth. Shebe emes, because in truth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kol Yachol. Hashem is not omnipotent, he's omniscient, it's everything. Right? There's nothing he can't do. There's no limits to what Hashem could do. Ba'olam shahar al kach. And then we know biblically, but not just biblically, Talmud, there are certain miracles of Hashem to teach you and I this lesson. Again, it is a teva. Teva is when Hashem leaves the world. That's also a reality of Hashem. But Hashem ultimately rules over the world. Could go and nechnasu ben shnei bade ha'aram. We know that all the Jewish people, the measure says, walked between the two bade ha'aram and the base of Israel itself. Constantly, the Mishnah we're learning in Avos, this week will be the third parak of Avos. Whenever millions of people would go up to the Har HaBayis, and they would all have space to bow, right? They were only tzufufim, they were sitting there like sardines, all packed together, and they had to bow during the temple service. There was room. That was a miracle. That was that in the temple time space was worked differently, almost like an outer space, right? Right. There's different qualities to where we are. That is which because the Beis Hamikdash was the ultimate hashras hashkana, the ultimate divine presence was there. And by Hashem, there's no rules. It doesn't, because in a lab somewhere, this is the property. It doesn't apply that to Hashem. By you and me, that's the reality. We've got to follow the laws of nature. But klapi Hashem. Hashem, there's no rules when you're talking about Hashem. And the Beis HaMikdash was Hashem Hashkana. And even in the Beis HaMikdash, we know the Talmud says, in more than one place, the Aaron, the Ark, the staves and the angels should not have fit into the diameter, into the area of the Kodesh Kodesh, of the Holy of Holies. And it was there as a miracle. That's what the Talmud says in more than one place. It should not have fit. It would not fit in normal, and you admit, if you were an architect building the building, or you're a carpenter, traffic, it couldn't fit in. It doesn't fit. It only fit because it was a miracle. Should call Elu Nisim, because especially in the Beis HaMikdash, that's where these miracles are. Marim al Pritzis Klos tell that they're breaking what we usually call laws of nature, properties of nature. Umalamdin, and they teach you and me, Amal Shanira Lanu Shu Mitzias Muchrachas, Shlonit Lashinoi. That what seems to be a reality which cannot change, and in general will not change, right? If you're talking about in the natural world, this is the reality that you and I live in. But when you're talking about Hashem, Biyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He was the creator of the world, and as we mentioned, the Meira of Shabbos, the fear of Shabbos is that Hashem was Mechadish. Everything comes from Hashem. Everything. It's kechaymer be'aliyotzer. It's like the clay in the hand of the sculptor. Bertzayisu marachiv. Hashem wants to make it bigger or smaller. Meila yish kan hara. It's shu kol yachol. Hashem is all powerful. Shem kvar efshar lifras is gulas hateva. Me'at ein davar shemir nimna. Hashem. There's chiddush ha'olam. The idea of there's one Hashem who created everything in the world teaches us that at any time Hashem could change the world that we think is a reality. Shekol Metzias, by the way, the whole Mabel, the flood, the deluge, changed all the reality of the world, the physical reality, the properties of the world at that time. The seasons, Rashi says in Parshas Noach, changed at that time. Our seasons are all post-deluge, all post-floods. Our atmospheric temperatures are all post that. Shekol Metzias Nemnes, He may shekach hagvila hateva, and because of all of the laws of physics and of chemistry and physiology and every other thing you can think, every property wants a table. Table doesn't fit in the room. Well, that's because that's a normal case. That you're right, the iron shouldn't fit. But when Tamer Hashem, avam chukas hateva nitin the priest of Ashurai, kvar shalas is called by Hashem where everything is clay in His hand. He made these laws. He can change the laws at any second. As well. Even though, again, the Ratzon of Hashem, I think I want to discuss this in a different share, is to leave the world in a natural world. It's to give you and I free will, and there is a level of mask towards it. But when the Beis HaMikdash is involved, or Hashem's involved, there's no musts. V'imnavo lachkor, and if we think about it, we contemplate, ma'u bidiyuk, what exactly is ha'koyach ha'moyre al-koyachol, she'en gvul, the Hashem, which what exactly illustrates that Hashem is all powerful, can do whatever he wants, and there is no limits. Not there is no limit by Hashem. It's what we explained and elucidated a few weeks ago before Pesach of Chiddush HaOlam. It's this Koyach HaChiddush that everything is from Hashem. He created, he wasn't stuck with the beginning, he had a craft. Okay, this is what he said. He created all reality. And as we said, the fact that Hashem shav us, Hashem stopped on Shabbos, showed it didn't have to be here. It was Hashem created it, Hashem could stop at any moment. We talked about that at length. Hashem came and when we're clear, Hashem created everything, literally all the material of the world, and continues to do that. Zaharas, and it's again, it's an illustration to you and I. And a lesson we talked about when we say V'chul HaShemayim, when we say Kiddush Friday night, what we should be thinking. It's that Hashem, there is no limit to Hashem. And when you're around Hashem, there are no limits, which you'd usually be. Right? If you think something which is amazing, which you cannot do, literally impossible. Like we'd all say, anyone who thinks this is a total shaita, fool, a little bit harsher, idiot, dumbbell, whatever you want to call him. Imagine you want to put the entire planet Earth into a small bag, into a backpack. That's how you put planet Earth into a backpack. Someone says that, it's not, you think they're in a Looney Tunes, so there's some kind of, even put a block in a backpack, do you think they're on some kind of narcotic? Put planet Earth into a backpack? Hello, it's a bilti afshar. So why isn't it impossible? Literally, physically impossible, because it's against reality. What's reality? Again, it's the properties of nature which God created. We know it's something really big, can't fit into a small area. If Hashem could remake all the properties at any second, right? Chiddush gamur me'efes, from the beginning, it doesn't have to be this way. That's just the way God made the world. In Kenyan davar shenegem mitzis, there's nothing, there's no reality, it has to be that way. Ba'atav nechash mitzis chosha, Hashem could always create a new reality. Ve'im yesh koyach lechash mitzis chadash, Hashem could create a new thing. Kvar ein sham davar shu nimna, there's nothing that Hashem can't do. Right now, this is everything is going a certain way. Hashem will make a new reality. That the idea of chiddush, that Hashem creates the reality of the world, is a reminder of Hashem's all powerfulness. That there is that the oneness of God that creates the world from nothing. And continues to do that, shows that God literally can do anything in any second, which we know, of course, this is just illustrating that. Umi'ata, and from now, Mizbayar. Therefore, why do we fear Shabbos? Moir miyuchav Shabbos. Why is the one mitzvah, you have to fear the mitzvah itself? And even an Amaretz, even an ignorant person, even a simple person, would not lie simply because it is Shabbos. What is so great about that, that even such a person wouldn't do that? The answer is, Shabbos is Mare al Chiddush HaOlam. Shabbos shows you and I Chiddush HaOlam. It shows that the world has a beginning, that from everything Hashem makes it to Mare. Mare, when you think about Shabbos, what you're really seeing is Ein Soifis Shel Koyach Mitzad HaBorah. Shabbos teaches and reminds us that Hashem is omnipotent and all-powerful, and everything He always is creating, it can always change at any single moment. If Hashem made the world which had a soup, some cosmic soup of whatever protons and neutrons and DNA strands, whatever would have been, whatever you could think, maybe, okay, there's still a limit. It means Hashem could change certain things, but certain things are just reality. But Chiddush HaOlam, that God totally creates it and continues to do it, Koyach L'chash Lanu, Kahena U'Kahena, She'en Meshubba L'shem Metzias, there's nothing that has to be. And I said this last week. I said, we live in a world, I think maybe it's before Pesach, we imagine the world's, you look at the world today, anti-Semitism or with Israel, it looks pretty gloomy. You know, it looks pretty gloomy. But just a good illustration. If you would have been living in America in 1920 and 30, when you had Henry Ford literally publishing the Protocols of Elders of Zion, and then having Father Coughlin on the radio in Detroit sit there and talk about the Jew boys trying to take over our country, and you have Hitler, and by 1950, like nothing happened. All right, people walk in America, you know, and reality could change like this. That's just on a simple sociological plane. You can, and you know, we, you know, even the fact, whether it's in Israel, whether it's, you know, the Hasidic world, the Yeshiva world, whatever it is, technology. Look at the world. You guys heard of technology? Some people on this, you know, if I would have said 30 years ago one thing, today things change like this, and by Hashem, everything can change in 1 second. Right. Shabbos is a reminder for you and I to fear how great Hashem is. It also reminds us the potential to be transformative, because if nothing's locked, the more we connect to Hashem, the more we can change realities we may not want, and the greater we can become from what Shabbos says. Shabbos is mechash, everything is mechash. Meila, there's no gvula atzmuso. There's nothing that Hashem is limited in any way. Shakal gvul, all boundaries is rak achshav. About ain gvul amashav shlechadish. If Hashem wants to change the reality, that will change in one second. Hey, there's an asterisk here. There's like a little footnote which I think is worth it to read. Minas hachidish, this idea of newness, of God creating from total, from nothing, is called by the Kalman, the early sources, the Kabbalistic sources in particular, Chachma, Nisa Chachma, it's the attribute of wisdom, of Chachma, the Chach of Chabad, the Chachma of Chabad. As the Pasuk says in Eiv, V'Chachma, and wisdom, Me'ayin Timsa, where the Chachma is Mitziyah Nyeshma, Chachma is taking something that's not there and you create it. V'Azek Siv, and this is what David HaMelech says in Tillim, talking about Hashem, Kulam bechachma asisa. You made everything with chachma. You made everything from scratch, from nothing. Shalkom chudish v'nesprosparach. It's all from Hashem. How Hashem wanted it. V'aremez azeh ba'olamu. But it's just a small little hint to this concept in our world. Shalkol chidish. When you and I say a chidish, a novel thought, chilasa eschadusha secho. It starts in our head. Right, it starts in a moch. Sha hare b'shlav ha'asiya kvar ein a chiddush. If it's already here in the world, it's not a chiddush. It's you utilize something that was here. A chiddush is something that was never in the reality before. That's what we say a chiddush is. Sha chashiv alav mikol mesef. We first think about it. How am I going to get out of this? What's a new solution? A new reality? A new idea? A new concept? A new creation? And then only in the thought process, then you can bring it to the application. King Solomon says in Kohelas, there is nothing chadash, nothing new. It's all here already. And because all the properties God already put into the world. But by Torah, spirituality, lamalam, and even silicon, right, was in China for years, right? You see, it's only to figure out how to put things together. It's not new, right? There's nothing, there's no new properties, even nuclear things. They are using things that are in this world to, in different ways, and manipulating them to have new properties. But Torah is lamalam in Hashemesh. And therefore, what do we call a new thought of Torah? Chidushe Torah. Novel thoughts of Torah. You could think of something that was never here, never in this world before. Shechidushei Torah is in Machshava. Al ken amru Chazal b'sisrei Torah in the Kabbalah. Ein seif is lavish b'chachma bara alma. Hashem, who is all omnipotent, he's the Ein Seif. There is no beginning. There's no end to God. He's lavish b'chachma. He went with chachma, this chiddush, and he created the world from scratchless, with nothing there. These things are from big Kabbalistic things. But again, a remez to something we could talk about, Aydei HaChachma, is Chiddush. Yiskal Koyach Ha'en Soif. K'moshu K'san HaShal Aydei Chiddush Mukhach Ha'en Soifis. That with Chiddush, it's showing the Yisoid is to Yerushalayim. It's connected because it's like a Sefer Chayat. The Chachma Yitchis Midas Yerushalayim. Okay, it gets a little kabbalah, but basically this idea of Chachma and Chiddush leads to Yerushalayim. You see the greatness. Now, when you and I come into Shabbos and we're mekabel the Pnei Shechino, it's a new reality. It's now Shabbos. Anurayim, what we should be seeing on Shabbos, and when, by the way, even Am Haaretz, as we said, even a simple ignoramus in the time of the temple, the time of the Beis HaMikdash, where it would have had his reality, is umavinu memela, what it means that Hashem is omnipotent, all powerful. What Shabbos really represents, that the Shavas, like we say in Kiddush, showing that there is a creator of the world who created the world, literally everything in the world, and continues to create the world. There's a certain awe and fear and reality when we think about that in Hashem. Literally Hashem could change. He could take planet Earth and put it into a little backpack, something you and I can't fathom. But that's whatever Hashem, there's no reality by Hashem. And the more you think it, and you ponder it, and you see it, and Shabbos teaches it to us, moira, an awe, upachad atzim shein kamo. Like nothing, you know, once upon a time, if you went in front of an earthly king, you know, and he can give you gold and silver, he can kill you, a person was in total awe. That's a person who a big fat king who's limited what he can do, right? Hashem is, when you come in front of Hashem, and the opportunity to come in front of the Melech is on Shabbos, and time to think about that is Shabbos, it should lead us to a totally new dimension and a thought process of wow and Meira. And that's what the Yireim says. There's a mitzvah to fear Shabbos. To fear Shabbos? No, to fear Hashem who gives us Shabbos, who teaches us Shabbos. Kamo Sheyaseira Chiddush. And just like the idea that Hashem creates the world from new, Meir Mar Al Yichud Hamiti shows the true oneness of Hashem. Shall call Batal Klapi Hamachash. Everything. No, don't look at your reality. Don't look that you or the world, the Jewish people, are stuck. We're never stuck. We are never stuck, and the world is never stuck. Hu Adin Shu Mar Al Yichud. By the way, also just a reminder. Is moving hapasha chain shame shnaim el barach. There's only one God, right? And it's not Satan who fights God like the Catholics and most the Christians or other religions believe, or no Trinity or other two or three. There's only one God, and literally everything and every power is in Hashem. Why? The koyach achilish, for understanding that koyach achilish is that God is in surface, all powerful, right? There's no boundaries. A table to be a table has a boundary. The firmament has a boundary, a wall, a tent, right? San Jose has a boundary. I see laser, Los Gatos has a boundary. And see, but Hashem, there's no boundaries, nothing there. Well, if that's the case, again, Al Kor Hashu Yochid, and of course Hashem, because if there's two, right? Again, I remember one of the popes, I think it was, I forget his name, after John Paul II, it was the German pope. His inaugural speech was talking about how Satan's fighting God, the great in Europe, right? The great Satan. There's a certain part where God can't fight, so to speak. So if there's two, then there's no oneness, right? If there's Reuven is and Shimon, then Reuven's not Shimon and Shimon's not Reuven, right? The Enoch the Hagbola, and so that's a limit in all powerful. Of course, it's just elementary, just showing that we see this from Shabbos itself. That Chiddush, this idea that Shabbos teaches that Hashem creates all the world from scratch and continues to do it, and is all powerful, it takes away any thought of Avodah Zarah. Mevatel kol machshavas Avodah Zarah, v'alken, any thoughts, any shmek of idolatry. V'alken amru chazal, kol meshabes Shabbos kol chasad. Talmud says in Shabbos kufir ches, anyone who properly keeps Shabbos, Afilo Oyver Avodah Zarah, even if he is an idolater, he's worshipping Avodah Zarah. Kedur Enesh, the generation which really brought in this idea, the nascent Avodah Zarah, that you can pray to the angels or to the mazels, and of course you also pray to God, but they're the conduits. That was the beginning of idolatry. Even if you're like these people coming and starting idolatry, God will forgive you if you keep Shabbos correctly. Shemar Ashri Enesh Yase Zeis V'Gomer. Shemar Shabbos, it's based on the pasuk in Yeshaya. Shemar Shabbos Mechalalo. Al Tikra Shabbos, you're careful from Shabbos, from desecrating it. So the Talmud says, Al Tikra Mechal, don't say desecrate, which is a simple meaning. El Mocholo, you keep Shabbos. Kihil Chaso, you keep Shabbos, Yasa Zeis, Shah Shabbos Taksa Alibo, Ditzel of Arazar, it will break any of Arazar. So you need, even that person who literally being an idolater, Shabbos can be Meichel, because the reality of Shabbos is it really teaches you and I, there's only one Hashem and there's nothing but Hashem. And anything you think during the weekday is a limit, any idol you have. Now we don't have real gold and silver idols today, but we certainly have many idols. You have the idol of a boss at Intel or at Cisco or at work. He's an idol. You think you're stuck with him, nothing can change. You have an idol of anti-Semitism in the street, and you think there's nothing that can change. You have an idol, it could be even of relatives or sickness or financial, right? And you think that this is the way the world is and nothing can change. You forget about Hashem. Shabbos is a reminder to you and I, it's Hashem's world. Everything can change. And a person is keep Shabbos kedabai, keep Shabbos correctly, understands the essence of Shabbos, and fears Shabbos, right? And fears Shabbos. And the fear that comes from understanding what Hashem is and what Shabbos teaches us, it's meichelo of all the wrong ideas that we can have the whole week. And you know what? It lets us, empowers us for the week ahead to live a true Torah life. Shabbos comes with us afterwards. We live differently from Shabbos. Not only on Shabbos, when you make Kiddush, or you're in davening, and Pesukim Zimra, does a person live with that reality? That reality follows a person throughout his week and throughout his life. Okay, we'll hold here, and next.